But you know, if you think about this freshly baked loaf of bread, it's like straight out of the oven. It's warm. You slice it, you slather it with butter and homemade strawberry jam. And we're going to go pick strawberries this weekend. But you bake bread and then you break bread. And when you break bread, it releases oxytocin. It's this just beautiful experience as you come together. And what's interesting about bread is that it needs enough yeast and water and sugar in order to rise. If it doesn't rise long enough, you get what the pioneers called hardtack. And if you let it rise too long, it actually collapses. So bread's this interesting thing that requires attention, but not too much, enough, but not too much. And so just as you are, just as it's possible actually to build this perfect loaf of bread to be a baker, I believe it's also possible to build the ideal team and to be a maker. And you start with those raw ingredients, that potential, hiring for potential at the low end of the curve. And then you want people to rise. So you give them challenges, enough challenges, but not too much. And then once they've risen, before they collapse, you give them something new to do. And so that's, for me, that image of a loaf of bread is just such a powerful reminder of what it's possible to do with a team and how to build a team so that you can really be get the gold star and be a boss that people love and be a team that can manage through innovation, manage through change to be a great, as I said, an A team.
Wonderful. And Whitney, one of the reasons I love this analogy so much is if you poke a loaf of bread before it's in the oven too much, it's going to collapse. And we really need to be aware of the dangers of over managing.
Yeah.
This is
Yeah.
this
Love
is
it.
right. That so it's really about having faith in that. If you put the right ingredients together and you're there to support and provide the right support, your team will rise. So I
Yeah.
think it's lovely. So I've been talking today with Whitney Johnson, author of the fabulous new book, Build an A Team, which I highly recommend that you go out. It's quite a easy read, but it's got important ideas in it. So, and Whitney, I just want to thank you so much for your time today and the opportunity to talk with you.
Thank you, Jesse, and thank you for being such a wonderful mentor and guide to me over the last 5 or 6 years. I'm really grateful.